Yeah. Well, I mean, if you get crab, you can always just switch it to DPL or DCS or whatever that other system is. And that'll make it even more difficult. Probably mostly impossible for all the GMRS guys to find the PL and start talking. And I'm glad that you put three or four frequencies in my MCS2000, both PL and DPL, in case I have problems down here, which I haven't had any problems. If I get garbage over here, I could just switch to a completely different frequency or switch to DPL and cut it out. So there's ways to mitigate it, but you know, for all the good operators out there, mainly the White Mountain Repeater Association users, all the WMRA users and Starlink, Lone Star System users, we all know what the PLs are for your repeater and anyone else's system that's connected up here. So that's good. I mean, you can do that if garbage keeps coming through, and I have that ability too.